It's the Gadget Grill on 2RDJFM, 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Hi there, I am the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Jeff Quattromani.
And I'm Dee Willis.
Indeed, you both are. And
present.
Present.
And accounted for.
And accounted for. And how have you been? What have you been up to?
Oh, I haven't been up to a lot. I've been record hunting, and I've actually found some very old records yesterday.
Indeed, you did.
Some of the greats, obviously.
Oh, absolutely amazing.
Yes, G-R-A-T-E.
Amazing records. Yeah, they're really interesting.
There's some very good stuff there, and there's some very interesting, for want of a better word, stuff. Jeffrey, what have you been up to this week?
Working, you know, I'm back at work.
Well, that's a pleasant change, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite different, actually, sitting at a desk instead of being in the middle of Australia. It's been different.
Sitting at a campfire, sitting on a log.
I know.
Making a cup of billy tea.
I haven't had any kangaroo for a while now.
I was going to say, how was your first steak? It must have been tasty.
You know, that's a good question. I don't think I've sat down for a proper steak since coming back. That's quite sad.
We'll fix that up.
Yeah, I need to work. I need to work on my steaking it again.
A nice thick piece of bone-in ribeye. How does that sound?
Yep, I'm sold.
We'll do that. We'll do a barbecue with that. How does that sound? All those in favour? Aye.
Aye.
Those again, motion carried.
So we'll bring the barbecue into the studio next week. And
well, you know, we've got the grill here. You know, we're the Gadget Grill.
We should be cooking.
We should be cooking indeed. You heard the sound of the grill during the opening sequence.
It's true. It should be more authentic. We need to really be doing it.
Exactly. I can smell the barbecue now.
And what have you been doing, Gary? What have you been up to?
I've been working. Went to the Huawei P9 launch during the week.
Oh, yeah.
And initial impressions.
Looks good.
It is a very svelte camera for a phone.
Yep.
And for somebody like yourself in particular, Jeff, you know, a fashionista such as yourself.
Right.
It is very thin, it is very smooth, very stylish, it is a very nice looking phone.
It does look good.
Did you have a look at the camera side of it yet? The camera lens.
So there's two lenses on the back I can see.
Yeah.
The part that I'm fascinated by is the word next to it.
The word next to it is what it's all about.
If you put the word Leica on a phone,
yes,
you're saying that that's going to be a pretty special camera.
You are indeed.
So there's for me, it actually adds pressure to the thing to deliver.
Yeah,
like it needs to be very good.
It's actually a dual lens, dual sensor camera.
Mm.
It takes one of the sensors takes monochrome photos, black and white. The other one takes color. And what they do is in software, they merge the two photos together to make one and to improve the contrast and the resolution, not the resolution, the contrast and the dynamic depth of the images.
Have you been playing
taking
photos?
I haven't had a chance to start playing with it as yet, but I have seen some results from it.
Yeah.
And let me assure you that people that I know who are not easily impressed when it comes to photography things are impressed.
Okay.
So it'll be very interesting to see what happens.
It's a big deal. I mean, I'm surprised to see Leica, who's a huge dollar value camera company, partner with Huawei, who kind of make inexpensive phones.
Yeah.
It's a very weird partnership.
It is a weird partnership. It's an $800 Leica.
So when do you think we'll see the likes of Canon and Nikon doing the same with other brands?
That's a very good question. I honestly have absolutely no idea.
That'd be fun.
Indeed.
Mm.
It could be the dawn of a new era in phones and cameras.
Yeah. I would love to see a Canon lens on a Samsung phone or something.
Or some Nikon glass on that. Because, either way, they make good glass.
It'd be very interesting.
As I said, the dawn of a new era. Helen Reddy, Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
She's 41 and her he still calls her baby. All the folks round Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with her suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on Radio 2RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Welcome back. Indeed. News time.
It's good to be back.
It is good to be back. Yeah. Haven't been back here for...
a week.
Oh, 2 minutes. 2.5 minutes. with the sponsorship and stuff like that, 3.5 minutes.
At least.
There you go. Yeah. Jeff, you want to lead off with the news?
So technology news, also wrapping up into the Brexit news this week as well.
Oh, yes.
So it was fascinating to watch this all unravel around our time, our daytime, which was really cool to follow on Twitter and things like that.
Friday afternoon.
Yeah, it helped make Friday.
Did anybody do any actual work?
No. But the fun part for me was actually looking at the Google Trends data that was happening during Brexit as well. And just after Brexit was decided that they would leave the EU, Google results such as what does it mean to leave the EU was number one in the UK.
Right.
Number two, what is the EU was the most searched term. Number three, what countries are in the EU? Number four, what will happen now we've left the EU? And five, how many countries are in the EU? Something tells me that people in the UK didn't quite understand what was going on with Brexit.
Yeah, absolutely right. You've heard Australia is going to leave the AU and it's now just going to be Australia.
I always thought we were going to do something with Tasmania.
We are.
When are we voting them out?
Well, it's not so much we're voting them out. They've voted to join New Zealand.
They're going to start rowing.
You know, that'll be that's going to be the West Island.
They're moving on.
That would be good.
Yes. And, of course, on the subject of elections.
Yeah.
We have an election happening next Saturday.
Yeah, we do.
Federal election.
Better do that.
And one of the great things about Australian elections, one of the great things about Australian politics, of course, is the approachability of our politicians.
Right.
You can walk up to a politician in the street, you can say good day, tell them what you think of them and... not get arrested for it, and some of them might actually appreciate it, and some of them may not.
That's true.
But one of the great things about our elections, of course, is that at the polling places, they might have a sausage sizzle.
Hang on. If they don't have it, it's un-Australian.
Absolutely correct. Un-Australian.
Un-Australian.
Un-Australian. Or they might have a cake stall.
Or both.
Or both. All of the above, yeah.
Yep.
Now, on polling day, if you send a tweet to AusPolling, that's the user AusPolling at AusPolling, AusPolling, and include the AusVotes hashtag, AusVotes, asking about your nearest polling station, you're going to get a personalised response tweet, including the location of your nearest polling place, any accessibility features that it may have, and whether or not there's going to be a sausage sizzle or a cake stall there. And I think that's awesome.
I think it
only
is awesome.
In Australia.
And I'll give you one in case there's people out there who don't use Twitter. Electionsausagesizzle.com.au has a full database of places where you can go and get your snag. The closest one to where you live, basically. Type in where you live, and it tells you where the polling place with sausage or cake. Or both.
And or cake.
And I think it's fantastic. And I'll give you a tip.
You can actually go there, have your cake and eat it.
And this is what I was going to, and it's kind of not tech news now, but my trick when I go to vote is to avoid being handed 1,000 bits of paper and things like that.
I try and get in as early as I can,
yeah,
and avoid all of the people handing out all those trees.
I get the sausage sandwich first.
And then you got no way of...
Because as I'm walking through, they think I've already voted. Because people usually get that at the end.
Yes.
Pick that up first, then walk straight past everyone. No one cares about you.
One of Jeff's trips. One of Jeff's tricks for
tricks of
voting day. Get your sausage first.
Sausage first, vote, and then get second sausage.
And then get a second sausage on the
Nothing
way out.
Wrong with
and
that.
In the meantime, you can get tomato sauce and grease all over the voting paper.
I usually vote in sauce. I just write it in sauces. That's all.
You saucy person, you.
So Sharp has really taken into consideration Japan and their earthquakes in their new range of fridges. They're apparently earthquake-proof fridges. In fact, the doors will automatically lock if it senses any sort of movement, and it has a solar-powered backup battery for power outages.
Fantastic.
So your food ain't going to fall out of the fridge.
So let me get this straight.
Yep.
This is a fridge that goes in your... In which room of the house?
Usually in the kitchen, in the
kitchen.
Tightest possible part.
Right. So
well away from the sun.
Exactly. You're nominating this as a useless gadget, are you?
I don't know, actually. We don't have earthquakes.
Maybe it's
for
got
us,
a so. Long cord and you just hang it out the window.
Well, that could be it too.
Could be.
What if your house is actually solar powered already, as a lot of places are these days?
Yeah, don't question the fridge. This is the
I'm sorry. This is a solution looking for a problem.
Well,
it is exactly looking
and
for an earthquake.
If a dog jumps up on it and knocks it, it's going to lock. Then no one can get in.
Or if you've just bumped into it,
yeah,
because you've had a few drinks and you really want something.
And
else
you want and you want another drink.
It's going to lock you out. It's almost the RSA of fridges.
There
well.
You go. A fridge practicing RSA. Google Play. There's been some device routing Android malware found in apps on Google Play Store.
Goodness.
Right.
There's a security vulnerability known as Godless, and it affects Android version 5.1 and earlier, which basically puts 90% of Android devices at risk. And they reckon, Trend Micro estimates that it's infected over 850,000 devices. You're safe because you're an iPhone person.
Should be okay.
Yep. My phones are newer than that, so I'm okay too. It uses open source Android routing tools framework.
Wow.
And it is really apparently quite ugly. While I'm talking about security and the malware and that sort of stuff, there's also some ransomware now that is 100% pure JavaScript.
Right.
So it gets carried in into your browser.
Yeah.
And will execute directly in your browser. There's no actual download. And it's ransomware.
And this is for PC?
PC.
Okay.
So this will encrypt everything on your computer, so they say. And then the people will give you a display on your browser that says,
wow,
we've done this to your data. You now need to give us $250, so we will then unencrypt it. But that's not where it ends, because it then leaves another little message there for you, another little package on there that monitors your keystrokes and looks at your passwords and so on and sends them back to their server.
Oh, that's good.
So you think that you've gotten rid of the malware, but you've still got this little surprise package in
there. Or even as you've gone to pay them,
yes,
with your credit card details, it's also key logging.
Well, they're asking for bitcoins.
That's even harder. Then people have to figure out how to get a bitcoin.
Yeah. But it's also not traceable.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's smart of them.
And, well, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Or just buy a Mac. Just buy a Mac. Speaking of Macs, KFC...
How is Macs these days?
Macs is good. But KFC has done something pretty amazing.
Oh, yes.
And we've mentioned KFC in the past where they developed a Bluetooth keyboard tray.
Yes.
For your food, which you could have your greasy fingers tapping away and replying to messages on your phone still.
Yes.
Now, the box that houses all your amazing chicken can also charge your phone.
I know. This is a limited edition.
Yeah.
It is available in certain stores and to certain customers in India.
I know.
Not available anywhere else.
I know. It is sad. But it is a 6,100 milliamp hour battery, which is big. Enough to charge a phone from scratch.
Right.
So it's a decent-sized battery in a box that will normally be thrown away.
Yeah.
I love it. I wish they did this stuff in Australia, though. I really do.
Remind me when I was in China, I was in a bank in China with my host. It was his bank.
Yep.
And we're in the VIP section. And they had, in the VIP section, two garbage bins, you know, waste paper bins under the counter where you fill out your forms and so on, little table there. One of them was this beautiful, ornate piece of Chinese woodwork, absolutely gorgeous.
Right.
And next to it, also being used as a waste paper bin, a KFC bucket.
Really?
Really.
I like that.
That was I thought that was absolute poetry.
That's quite cool.
Dee will remember, and I remember,
yeah,
back in the 30s and the 50s when we were growing up,
mm-hmm,
around the Rockdale area, Rockdale Cogra era, they used to have trolley buses. These were electric buses. We've mentioned these on the show before.
Yep.
That had a pantograph on them, where they ran off overhead wires. But these were like ordinary double-deck buses, but they were electric and they ran off these wires.
Hmm.
In Europe, they are doing this now with trucks.
Right.
So a truck has a pantograph on the roof.
Like an old tram.
Like an old tram, like that.
Yep.
And it can get its electric power from there. And certain parts of roads will have the overhead wiring and they can drive along there.
And get charged
and
or something.
And get charged and be driven by electricity. And then where there's no power, where there's no electric wires, no overhead wires, they'll run on their normal diesel engines.
That's interesting.
Very interesting concept. They haven't got very much of it yet.
I wonder if that's more efficient than just having electric trucks.
I think it is.
That would be very interesting.
Maybe not everywhere you're going to have those electric wires.
No. Yeah. I think it's an excellent idea.
That is very interesting.
It certainly impressed me.
Hmm. Speaking of impressive, I was looking at a 53,000 megapixel photo the other day.
Ah, did you count them?
No.
How do you know it was that many megapixels?
Because it said it was. So
now, hang on, Jeffrey. How many times have I told you don't believe everything you see on the internet?
Well, I trust these guys a little bit. So this was from NASA.
So
NASA and Bentley actually partnered.
It wasn't
together.
A politician telling you this.
No.
Okay, so trust factor is high.
A little bit higher. But NASA and Bentley partnered together to take a photo of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
So far, not seeing the Bentley. But because it's such a high-resolution image, you can zoom in to the point that you can see the fabric of the seat of the new Bentley Mousseline or whatever it's called, their four-wheel drive thing.
Right.
And I thought it was phenomenal that you can zoom in where you're seeing a whole landscape photo of the Golden Gate Bridge and zoom into the point that you can see this small car driving across the bridge and you can zoom in through the window and actually see the fabric of the Bentley stitching.
Okay, this was obviously not taken with your normal mobile phone.
No, camera. It wasn't a bunch of iPhones that did it. It was it's 70 photographs in total,
okay,
but using special cameras from NASA and things like that.
Right.
But insane amount of zoom that you can do on this image, and if you Google it, people will be able to go and see it themselves, but it's insane. Insane.
Okay, for those of you who are interested in robotics,
yes,
this is my last story for the day. Boston Dynamics are doing some interesting development with robotics. And they've got four-legged robots now that can go upstairs, downstairs. They can pick themselves up. They can take a glass off a table and put it in a dishwasher. They can take a drink and pour the drink out into a glass.
Isn't this so cool?
This is really getting very, very cool. They can play with you. They can play ball
like
with
you.
Yep.
And in the case of the video that Jeff and I both saw during the week, the robot can fall over on a banana skin and then get itself up. It has just one hand, which you originally seem to think as its head because of its placement. And when you look at a dog, it is that sort of placement.
Sure.
But it's actually a hand for want of a better description. And it uses this to...
And an arm,
and it uses this to pick things up or to get itself up.
It's so
to pivot
awesome.
Itself. It is very, very good stuff.
And I remember seeing these robots that they're working on being pushed and kicked as a way of checking that they don't... fight back?
Yeah. Well, yep. it looks cruel when you see them, you know, sort
it
of
does.
Push them over with their foot.
Yep.
And yeah, because these things look for all the world like your family pet.
They do.
Kind of. You know, they're very reminiscent of your pet. And you push them over with your foot and you think, oh, that is cruel. That's a bloody robot.
And eventually they'll be fighting back.
And eventually they'll be fighting back.
They will.
You got any more, Jeff?
Look, the last one I'm going to put up there is this week Vodafone made an announcement for Australian customers.
Oh, for their prepaid?
No, this is for contracts.
For contract.
Because I've always been sceptical of the coverage that you can get with Vodafone, and I guess they have had a bad rap in the past.
They've come a long way in the past 18 months.
But what they're promising now is sign up with us, and if within the first month you're not happy, even after signing up a 24-month contract, they'll not only let you out of the contract, but also refund whatever you've paid. Well, so it's kind of one of those completely no-obligation things that if you get the phone, get a contract, you can give the phone back, give everything back, the SIM card, and they'll just give you the money back. That's it.
As much as I respect Vodafone,
yep.
What the law says is that if a product is unfit for purpose, then you're entitled to void the contract.
Agreed on the void part. And they had that in the past, but this is now also refunding everything prior to that as well.
And unfit for purpose means that you can void the contract from day one and you're entitled to a full refund. All they're doing is complying with the law.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's more than others.
No, it's I believe this is marketing spin. They're just complying with the law.
I'd have to check.
Trust me on this one.
I don't know. Because you would think that you'd have to pay for usage at least. I mean, if you had used it and you had created a bill, that you would have to pay it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Well, anyway,
if the service is unsatisfactory, it's unsatisfactory.
Yeah.
Having said that, they have improved their service a lot on where it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, apparently.
And a lot of people have gone back to using Vodafone.
Yeah.
And they've got a couple of other good things going for them as well, because if you're on postpaid, you've got the $5 roaming, which is very, very useful.
It is good.
This is Blondie, Heart of Glass.
Just
And we're back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2IDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2idj.com.
We are indeed. We are indeed. And Jeff, you've been playing with some speakers.
Honestly, the we test a lot of speakers on this show.
We do.
I feel like we've had a pretty good eye on what we play with on speakers now, because we've had a lot of them.
Certainly I love audio. I love good music.
I appreciate music.
And as you know, I make music, and being a musician, I have a particular interest in quality audio and the quality of audio. I sometimes get a little bit disappointed when people go out and maybe order a turntable on the internet, and then they have it sitting in a box at home for a year without setting it up. I don't know who that might be.
That person would be terrible.
I know.
That would be terrible.
I certainly couldn't do that.
So I think this speaker, Gary, would be something you would love.
Talk to me.
I'll tell you why, and tell me when you think you may or may not love it. So this is a speaker from Sony, and it's large. It's large. It's around 12 kilos. So it actually, if you stand it upright, it's probably as tall as a large home theater speaker you would have.
Right.
So it's quite tall. It's got two quite large visible speakers that you can see built into it, and there are controls on the top. So far, so good. It's Bluetooth. It takes USB input. It takes direct input by 3.5 mil. It has NFC on board, so you can pair it quite easily with your phone.
Right, that's good.
And on the front and around the speakers are long strips of LED lighting, two strobe lights, and a whole bunch of other lights that will flash and change colour with the beat or with a theme that you desire.
Do you want to take it, Dee?
I think you just lost him.
Yep.
Sounds like a disco ball.
Honestly, this speaker is a dance party in a box.
Right.
And it's exactly how I really picture this. Is there is a 15-year-old kid who lives at home, loves putting the stereo on and dancing in their bedroom. This is the sort of speaker.
Turn off the lights in the bedroom.
Yep.
And place comes alive. Instant disco. Does it come with a mirror ball?
It doesn't come with a disco ball, but I don't think kids do disco balls anymore.
I don't think it sounds like it doesn't need one. It's got strobe lights. It's got
They're bright. And when you do it with the lights turned off, well, the whole room does get
LEDs today do have a lot of brightness with them.
And they change colours a lot. Purples, blues, yellows, reds. And
all
different
the pretty
at
colours.
The same time. It gets very, very crazy. The one thing I'll say, though, is it's loud. It is really loud. It is a big unit. It is not battery powered, so it is does require mains power.
Right.
It can be set up with more than one. So if you have two of them, you can pair them together.
But it's going to be two monos, not stereo.
No. One would act as left, then one would act as right if you have the two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can actually configure them to be left and right.
Can actually configure them so the left is on the right and the right is on the left?
Hopefully you'd do it the right way.
Why?
Or the left way.
Why?
We could just hope so. Or you can actually physically...
What difference does it make?
I don't...
Seriously.
I don't know. But
if you're listening to classical music, it actually does make a difference, because you want to have your strings and your...
It's true.
..pieces of the orchestra have to be in the right position. Because otherwise you won't get the proper experience of classical music. You can't have your basses on the left and your violins
disco,
on the right.
Disco light. Classical music thing happening
not.
With strobe lights.
There just aren't that many, just not that many 15-year-olds who want to listen to classical. However,
I do know a couple.
If you wanted to use this speaker without the lights, you can turn them off. I found that button.
Good. That's good.
So let's talk about the pros and cons here. Obviously, yes, I said it's very loud. The sound is pretty good. The problem I have is that it's a huge speaker, so it's never going to be moved, yet it's a Bluetooth speaker. So I love Bluetooth speakers when it's portable, because I can go out for a barbecue or whatever, take the speaker with me. That's great. But when I'm plugging it into the mains of the house, I'm never going to move it. If my phone is the only thing that I'm playing music from, when my phone rings, music stops. When a message comes through, the whole thing stops as well.
Stops. You get a willy beep.
It gets kind of annoying. So yeah. I would love this to be a Wi-Fi speaker like your Sonos's and Samsung's have now, because you can just control it from your phone still, but... You can take a call.
Well, you can always turn off the alerts on your phone.
Yeah, but you can't take a call then. Do you know what I mean?
Like you say that as though it's a problem, Jeff.
It would be for Jeff.
It would be. So that's one. And then obviously if you walk too far from the speaker with your phone, the music stops. And
Hang on. If you take this with you to Kintore,
yep.
plug it in there. It would have been great because you can't get any phone calls there.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, without phone reception, you never have this problem. But to me, that...
It'll be worth it. It'll be useful in Bondi.
I can fully understand what you're saying, Jeff.
But this speaker would actually upset the neighbours. Honestly, it is... It's one thing that I'll say. It's about $550, so it's not the cheapest Bluetooth speaker. But as a boombox, it's insanely loud. It does the lights. There's a 15-year-old kid who would go mental for something.
Okay,
like
now
this.
The question that I've got to ask, of course,
yep.
How much bass boost does it have?
Well, if you really want, you've got a button to add extra bass boost.
Okay, that totally kills it for me. I'm sorry.
I know. But for a kid, they will go, look at that button. I can now make my room vibrate even more.
Now, so one of the things, though, this would actually go well with the Sony phones, because the Sony phones and music players allow you to have high-definition audio.
Yeah.
And if you can push high-definition audio to this, that could be quite an interesting outcome, I think.
It could help.
Yeah.
Either way, the quality part probably isn't there so much for the kids. They're going to be like, just crank it.
Just crank.
Turn the lights out and crank it up.
Exactly.
Crank it and dance, boys.
This is Olivia Newton-John. Let Me Be There. Little bit of country. Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. We've got the end of the financial year coming up in just a couple of days.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Next week. Friday.
This coming week, Thursday, is the end of the financial year.
That's it.
Are we stocking up on tech stuff to make sure you get your tax refund sorted?
That's one thing that you should be doing, of course, because you got up to $20,000
for small businesses
where you can write that off on your tax straight away. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're not able to give you tax advice.
I'm not.
Certainly talk to your tax advisor.
Yep.
But if you got some spare cash and you want to get some new technology, now might be as good a time as any.
A nice new laptop, maybe.
A new laptop,
a new computer, new PC. Yeah.
Remember that it's got to be business related. You can't just go out and buy.
Xbox.
Exactly.
unless you do gaming for a living.
Yes.
That might work.
A professional gamer.
Professional gamer.
Well, if you happen to work for a radio station, you might go out and buy yourself a new set of headphones.
Maybe.
You know, that could work.
Potentially.
And that would be something there.
Working in IT, there are multiple things you can try and claim and...
And sometimes you'll get away with it.
Sometimes you'll get away with it, sometimes you won't.
Once or twice you might, but we certainly don't recommend that you do anything at all that comes even close to being dodgy.
Don't.
But that leads us, of course, to you got to do your tax return.
Doing them is fun.
Oh, yeah? Is this some new meaning of the word fun to which I've not yet become acquainted, with which I've not yet become acquainted, Jeff?
I try to get as least involved as possible.
I'm a qualified accountant and I haven't done accounting for 20-odd years, more than 20 years now, 25 years.
So at tax time it's all easy, right?
No.
No, it's just not.
Queasy might be the right word to use.
So,
have you seen the Tax Act?
No.
Huge. It's this
like
thick.
A Bible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like a Bible, but no, I won't go there. Can I carry on, Jeffrey?
So the reason we're talking about tax at the moment is because there is a few new apps that are out there to help you lodge your tax quite quickly. The ATO has released a new app for iPhone and iPad. I'm sure it's on Android as well. Actually, it's even on Windows Phone. So this is quite amazing, which will help you, you know, lodge your expenses, lodge mileage for vehicles and things like that, help you capture photos of receipts and really just push through your process your tax return. It's interesting. It's a free app. I went to the ATO website, which is down at the moment.
Whoops.
So that's great. ATO.gov.au.
And got to remember last year when everyone tried to lodge their tax returns, the tax department's website became overloaded and they said this year they're going to take care of that and it won't happen. And oops.
It's just crazy. However, it actually looks like a really decent app. Now, obviously, this is going to be something that's for people who've got a very basic way of lodging their tax, where you haven't got a really complex return to do.
Which would be 70% probably of taxpayers. Yep. You go out.
Yeah, I earned this, I spent that, and I've bought that.
For most taxpayers, they go out, they earn their money, they take the basic deduction, they're done.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Besides that, you can obviously use this tool, which will help you guide your way through it. If your tax return is a little bit more complicated, there's another app out there called Pocketbook 2016, which works with a company called eTax. Same sort of deal. They help you get through that point, but they actually put you in touch with an actual accountant who checks it all, bounces back with questions before it's lodged. So that could be really interesting as well. That costs you $39 after you lodge, not when you download the app. So when you download the app, it's free. Go through the process and you get put in touch with an accountant as well to help you drive it through.
$39 with professional advice included.
At the end.
That's got to be a bargain.
I guess so.
It is a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go to a tax service, they're going to charge you a couple of $100.
I mean, and that person's probably going to just go over your documents, make sure everything looks fairly okay,
yep,
and then lodge it for you.
I know that with the new online lodgement of the tax department, what they're doing is they're doing a comparison of deductions that you're entering, and if the deductions are out of whack for people in your industry,
it's
going to flag that,
yep,
and not flag it internally for them to check. It's going to do that as well if you leave it as it is, but they're going to come back to you with a message saying this appears to be incorrect,
a bit dodgy.
Are you sure you want to proceed with this particular value? And
I like that.
That's real-time checking, and that to me is very good.
That is quite smart.
Yeah.
That is quite smart. And there are other apps. I mean, I'm looking at a couple of others here. There's one called MyTax. Again, MyTax works for PC and Mac, which is good if you don't want to do everything on your phone or iPad. For $6, that'll help you log your return. And then there's another one called Shoeboxed. Shoeboxed is actually a little bit more expensive. It's $26.95.
This will be where you keep your receipts and stuff.
And that one does help you keep all your receipts and documents together.
Right.
There are so many things you can do. If you are someone who uses your car for work purposes and you want to log mileage, start your financial year with this app called Vehicle Log. Just helps you keep track of your trips, where you go, where you stop. And it does it on your phone, so you can start when you leave the driveway and stop when you get to your destination.
Happy tax year, everybody.
That's it.
This is Cilla Black. You're My World.
You're my world, you're every breath I take. You're my world, you're every move I make. Other eyes see the stars up in the skies, but for me they shine within your eyes. for the sun above. So my arms reach out to you for love. With your hand resting in mine,
and welcome back to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. The time has come, the walrus said, for us to deal with our useless gadget for this week.
Oh, this will be good.
Yes, indeed. And we have Converse shoes this week.
Yeah, but everyone wears Converse shoes.
They're great. I've got a pair of Cons. They're fantastic.
I know. Everybody loves them.
Yeah, they're great.
And if you're a musician, a guitarist in particular, you can buy a pair of Cons that now have a built-in wah-wah pedal.
That's funny.
I don't know if it's a bad thing.
How does it connect to your guitar?
Bluetooth. I'm not sure because your guitar doesn't have Bluetooth.
No, guitars don't have Bluetooth.
Bluetooth shoe.
A flexible sensor in the sole of the shoe registers movement similar to those of pressing an actual wah-wah pedal. That information is sent via Bluetooth to a wah box, giving your guitar that desired distortion. So there's a comes with a box, must come with a box. And you can even connect the all wires to a Mac or an iPhone instead of an amp.
I love it. Is it actually happening, or is this a prototype or something?
I believe it's actually happening.
That's great.
Wow.
I can't wait to see someone busking with their Cons shoes wah-wahing.
But the shoe doesn't wah-wah. You've got to have the box to make your guitar wah-wah.
It'll freak people out, though.
Yeah.
It'll help them get a couple extra bucks.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a bit useless myself.
If you... I'm lost for words. You can finish the show, Jeff.
I think you did. Oh, like an actual...
Yeah, okay.
Look, you've been listening to The Gadget Grill, hopefully, and it's been a good show. Hopefully we'll see you next week.
We won't see them.
Yes, we will.
I will be. I'll be looking through all their windows as they listen to the show.
Well, that's what we didn't mention. Periscope. Did we mention Periscope coming of age?
No, you probably should.
We should mention Periscope has come of age in the American Congress, where it was used. I think we did mention it during the news.
Nope. No, you didn't. No.
Just us.
Where the Congress, they turned off the TV cameras, and the Congress people on the floor doing a sit-in for gun control started using Periscope.
I love that.
To broadcast a video of what they were doing. I think that's absolutely awesome. Well done, Periscope.
Let the people watch.
The Congress.
Yep.
Better than Brexit.
That's it.
You've been listening to The Gadget Grill, 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. I'm the Professor, Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
And I'm Dee Dee Willis.
I'm Jeff Quattromani.
And this is Elegant People from Jaco Pastorius.
Catch you next week.
Bye-bye.